Blog Talk Radio.
Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I'm your girl Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is International Women's Day. We are celebrating women across the world, in your local community, people you know, people you don't know. We are women. And today marks a global celebration. It's meant to celebrate the achievements across nations, all contributions that are social, economic, cultural, political. We are here to celebrate you all. If you haven't, you need to start. This is collective effort. This is what we do as women. We are the backbone. We keep the tempo. This is it. It is us. And this is a special International Women's Day because we have our first, very first, woman vice president, the vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris. When I say this is a women's day to celebrate, this is a women's day to celebrate. It shows us our possibilities. It shows us what we can do. It shows us that our capabilities are not limited by our gender. This is something that each little girl, each person, each woman can aspire to. And I want to say thank you to the men out there who are helping us be and being a part of this to move women forward. But this is a resounding, astounding accomplishment for all of us. Thanks to Stacey Abrams being on the ground, and then Madam Vice President Kamala Harris leading the way. And as she said, she is the first, but she will not be the last. And as women entrepreneurs, regardless of what stage you're in, I want to say thank you for paving the way for even me, myself. And whatever stage you're in, whether you are in the self-employment stage, the business owner stage, the entrepreneur stage, or just in the mode of creating it. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to believe and nurture your dream. This is that time. This is that space we're in. If you are not feeling independent, understand that you are, and that you are strong, and that you will be well and do even better. So let's get to the task at hand. What we are doing here at Cleopatra Memphis Studios, we're having an art event this evening. We're so happy to be sharing that with you. We'll be airing at 10 p.m. You can check it out on the app, or you can check it out at CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's CleopatraMemphisStudios.org, and see how we pay tribute and homage to all the women that come before us. And if you want to nominate someone, feel free to do so. You can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Or you can call in. Just call in. Let us know what's going on with you this International Women's Day. Do something spontaneous and adventurous. Call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. And let us know you are a woman as we celebrate you today. Now, the CMS Network is woman-owned, minority-owned, meaning black-owned. So we're going to do our thing and put our spin on this art contribution. This is women, women's work, women's suffrage, women's movements, and we're going to pay homage to that today. You'll be able to also purchase this later on as one of our first productions. I'm so proud to be a part of this, so proud to work with all of you. So glad for your support and patience. You've been amazing since we started in way back in the day, 2015. Jesus, I mean, it's been a minute. I'm so proud of the people who supported, all the men who gave us and in homage, that gave us support in homage to, of course, International Women's Day. You know I have to give a shout out to the late, great Sean Bullock of Memphis, Tennessee, the assistant financial director of the Small Business Administration Center, the SBA, and that was previously on Bill. Thank you for all of your support. Without you, none of this would be flourishing, not Cleopatra Memphis Studios. He gave us the guidance and support and financial support to get things started. So I'm so grateful today. All those birthdays out there on March 8th for International Women's Day, this is an extra way to celebrate yourself. But I'm going to be celebrating for today, all year up until July, honey, because that is my time. But I am proud to be a woman, proud to do what I do, proud of my gender, and proud to be here for you. So thank you so much for your support. Remember to keep on keeping on and nominate the woman that you feel is an international woman to celebrate, whether it's yourself, your mother, your sister, or even your pastor. Hopefully you'll have a woman. But anyway, thank you so much. Now, we're going to go on to the next subject. That means, what is your purpose? Meaning, the purpose for you as a woman is to be more than just simply being. It means to be strong. It means to be well. It means to be healthy. It means to be loved. It means to be patient. That's for you as a woman. This is not just a celebrating what you can do. This is about celebrating your being, your essence, your spirit. There's nothing as beautiful as being woman. We are divine creatures. We give birth to the next generation, to the nations. We are where divinity resides. So in this day, in this essence, as you pay tribute to yourself, as you pay tribute to others, understand your divinity and your divine role as woman, and honor yourself as such. Until next time, people, I want you to internationally, and thank you to all our international listeners all around the world, I want you to simply be great.